Opening this Friday at Lake City Playhouse in Coeur d'Alene is Jesus Christ Superstar. And let's go to our studio and join where Abby Crawford, in the role of Mary Magdalene, is singing I Don't Know How to Love Him.
Love him, what to do, how to move him. I've been changed, yes, really changed. In these past few days when I've seen myself, I see.
Abby Crawford in the role as Mary Magdalene singing I Don't Know How to Love Him, joined by Henrik McNulty, the pianist. This is Lake City Playhouse opening on Friday night, Jesus Christ Superstar. And we have Jed Davis and Abby Crawford with us as actors, Troy Nickerson, who's directing it. So let's open with you, Troy. How long ago did you find out you were directing Jesus Christ Superstar?
I'm not sure how long ago, probably 3 months or so, three or four months ago, we put it up in 4 weeks. Actually, most of the cast has had one day off in 4 weeks.
So you've had a mighty intense time. Which,
yeah.
And in a way, is that almost the best possible vibe to do with Jesus Christ Superstar, just to dump yourself into it and go crazy?
In some ways, yes. Fortunately, with this cast, it made it easier to have that process. 4 weeks was quick, but I you use the time you have most of the time. So
always.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of choice in it, but this cast is so talented. So it was...
Well, and the talented cast, clearly, including Abby and Jed, Abby, who was just singing it. And so thanks, Abby, for you too, probably only a few months ago, suddenly found that you got to do this role.
Actually, it was about a month ago that I found that I got to do this role.
That recently?
Yeah. It was just cast about a month ago.
Yeah, it was cast about a month ago. And the last time I auditioned for the show, I auditioned to be Mary Magdalene. I was 19 and did not get the role of Mary Magdalene, but I did get to be in the show at Civic. It was 1992.
92, I think.
24 years ago. So here I am playing Mary Magdalene 24 years later.
Well, that's fine. So you came in certainly with that, that general awareness.
I know this show so well. Yeah. This is one of my very favorite musicals of all time. And I think it has a fantastic story. The music is rocking, and I could sing every role if I wanted to. But the fact that I get to play Mary Magdalene, it's a great role and very supportive and fiercely loyal of Jesus. You know, it's a great role.
And we'll return to really getting in deep about Mary Magdalene and Jesus in a bit. Playing Judas, who is kind of the lead explainer on this, aren't you, Jed Davis?
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of the genius of this piece, is that it's not presented as a typical parable story. You know, it's seen through the eyes of Judas Iscariot in the last days of Christ, which is it's what flips it on its head, if you will, and humanizes the entire experience. And I'm really not approaching Judas as a bad guy at all, and neither has Troy in the direction that we're treating him. You know, he's a conflicted human, and you know, dealing with this very conflicted human problem.
Yeah, and so what about you and doing the role? Also, about a month ago, suddenly they said, "Hey, Jed, we need some help here."
Well, I was at the I went to the town hall meeting for Lake City Playhouse when they decided it,
which was only like 6 weeks, 2 months ago.
Yeah,
something like that.
Right. Yeah. And at that time, you know, I was really impressed with what the board had to say about the theater, what Troy had to say about the theater, and I was excited for it to come back to where it had been. It was the first place I ever saw theater in my life, you know, growing up in Coeur d'Alene, and at that time, they said, "We might be doing Jesus Christ Superstar." I went, "Oh, crap. It's like one of my favorite shows ever. I'm going to have to audition for it." And so I have a second child due right after the show closes. So that means, like, I've got this window. I might as well audition. So I did. And here we are.
Great. Well, let's actually get down into both stories, because I think it's really great, Troy, that you brought in these two characters. Either order, the Abby Mary Magdalene thing, because I see it in my own life. I see it in people around me, in the people who understand the art versus the people who are so busy doing it, you know, between Mary and Mary Magdalene.
Right.
And Mary Magdalene was the one who was happy to not worry about sweeping the floor and spend the quality time with something deeper, wasn't she?
I think so. I believe that her relationship was more so than what it's been interpreted as over the years. It's been interpreted so many different ways. I think that she was very loyal, loving, and caring, and that she would protect him no matter what. And when, of course, they got into towards the end of the story, there wasn't, it was taken out of her hands. Mm. So she did what she could in the time that she was given. I view her as a warrior woman. And yes, she may have been a prostitute. I don't necessarily believe that. But if she had been, she still found something and someone who treated her as a human, treated her as an entity that was cared for, not because of someone's interpretation of her. And what I think is so great in this show is that it really digs into some of the stuff that she's dealing with. She has this great little peek as far as who she is at the beginning, and she's fighting for him. And then by the end of it, she's saying, "Wait a minute, this is not how it was supposed to be. What do I do now? I don't understand where I go from here." And it's a beautiful moment for her, I think, and different from other roles that I've played, because she's very historical, and interpreting a historical figure has been an interesting piece for me.
Sure.
So,
And then, Jed, you've already stated that, no, Judas wasn't just single-handedly a bad guy. And of course, plenty of time has been spent on Judas from every preacher and everywhere, including the fact that was he needed, was he destined, was he required to fill that role because the role needed to be filled, and
right.
and all those things. But talk a little bit more about the Judas that you've come to know in this play.
Yeah, I mean, these are people who have come together in this group of the disciples. Of they're passionate and they really care and want to make a difference. They want to make it a better world. And I think where the character of Judas sort of schisms away from that is he starts seeing the behavior of Jesus and the behavior of the people surrounding Jesus as being more idolizing him and treating him as divine. And that was what Judas didn't get into the game to do that. He got into the game to make it a better world, to do the right thing. And when things start getting more about aggrandizing the Christ figure, mm-hmm. is where Judas starts to really question, like, is this really, you know, I remember when this whole thing began, no talk of God then, we called you a man. And, you know, and there's a lot of love between the two of them, between Judas and Jesus. There's a mutual respect, there's a mutual admiration, and there's very intense love. And when Judas sees him elevated in this way that he can't grasp, it breaks his heart. And I think that's what sort of sends him on the spiral that he's in.
And the whole leadership thing that, people who are thrust into leadership then get corrupted by the
right.
by the experience
and turned on quickly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
So that.
Yeah, and yeah. So two really great stories that are obviously relevant for our time.
Right.
Well, and especially even the historical thing. It's just a cliche to say it, but Jesus Christ Superstar came out of the hippie era when a whole civilization of people wanted to do exactly what you just described, Jed.
And I think what I think is so wonderful about the piece is it doesn't, I mean, it's not prejudiced towards faith. I mean, you could come at it with a very strong Christian faith and be very fulfilled by mm-hmm. it. It certainly doesn't, like, demean the essence of Jesus mm-hmm. Christ. It just presents it in a way that I think, you know, coming from the hippie tradition, mm-hmm. like, making it relatable, making it about people, man.
Well, I think it's also, I mean, where we're coming from, too, is we're treating the story as Jesus as a man. Mm-hmm. Because he was a man. He was on earth as a man. Mm-hmm. His relationships with people were, you know, as a man, which, you know, his divine future, whatever he had, you know, overwhelmed him completely. And the neediness of people to be needed and stuff overwhelmed him. And he wept. And, you know, he did ask, if there's any way that this cup can pass, I will accept it. So, you know, he has that beautiful journey. And so it's a beautiful story. And it really is, you know, like you said, relevant today with mm-hmm. what is happening to Jesus, what is happening in the world. Watching the show, sometimes I'm shocked that still mm-hmm. the same things are being told because they need
Absolutely.
To be told.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely, it digs really far into the human condition as mm-hmm. far as what we deal with on a daily basis: good versus evil, right versus wrong,
and everybody thinking they're right.
Right,
right?
Yeah.
You know,
and
which is. Just yeah. the way the world works.
Absolutely. It's a very emotional piece. And by the time you get to the end of it, we're happily exhausted. And having
But there's
just
glitter,
told,
so it's okay.
Yeah.
There is some glitter. It is me.
But I think all in all, it's just, it's a beautiful piece of theater.
And going back to what Jad said, too, it's very respectful and a beautiful, moving piece. We have a performance Easter Sunday, mm-hmm. and I think people of faith that came to that would mm-hmm. be very touched and very moved
yes.
because it's beautiful, it's respectful.
Mm-hmm.
It gets a little, you know, it's a little racy around the edges, but it's a lovely story.
Because it's human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because it's me.
And I'm glad that you did bring up to highlight that, yes, it is on Easter. The only performance one's going to find on Easter afternoon.
Right.
This is Lake City Playhouse, Jesus Christ Superstar, opening this Friday. Did you want to jump in on something he just said? Okay. Anyway, it's okay. What else? What else in the cast? What else in the unique vision
it's,
that you've
it,
given
Well,
us?
We're setting it, if not current, a little in the future, a bit post-apocalyptic.
For sure.
In the setting, Jeremy Whittington has designed a stunning, stunning set that's a bit of a ruins that, you know, is very contemporary yet still adds nods to Roman architecture. The music has, you know, it's the original music, but it just has a, it's been pumped up a little bit. You know, the tempo's moved and taken out of a little bit of the 70s groove. So it just has a, it has a modern feel in the approach of the look and the types. And apostles are male and female. It's a tribe. It's just this tribe of people that are following Jesus, feeling like they can change the world. So it has a contemporary feel, but still has that lovely nod to the original production in places. So it's a lovely, lovely experience.
It's fun as an actor and amongst these other actors in the cast, because it's not a show that anybody can phone in a second of it. You really have to be. It's sort of like you hit go, and then 2 hours later you're panting at the end. It's sort of like it's like a Les Mis type experience in that regard. And what I love being in shows like this, because it forces everybody to be on and to completely commit, and you don't get any of that sense of like, I'm in the chorus of Oklahoma, you know, and I'm just sort of like showing up for my little dance number and not caring about the piece that I'm telling, the story that I'm telling. Not that I would ever do that in Oklahoma. But it's a show where, you know, you really have to be invested in every moment, both for physical safety and for storytelling purposes.
And you've been able to find people completely invested in.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the ensemble is, you know, your show, I believe, in most cases is as strong as your ensemble. And this case, that ensemble has to drive and support the, you know, the main characters. And they do it well. And it takes an incredible amount of energy because they're playing, you know, a wide range of people, every man, and then also having to care about the what happens to Jesus and stuff in the end. So it's a very busy cast. But last night was kind of our first real kind of run through. Well, we still stopped, awesome. But it was there was moments that I was just blown away by what I was seeing, what I was feeling, and just it was a really amazing experience for me. I actually slept well. That's good at this time in the day, you have moments of panic, but I felt moments of peace last night and really just some beautiful magic happening on that stage.
Nice. Yeah. And Robbie French is Jesus?
Yes.
He is. It's beautiful. He's a fantastic Jesus.
Patrick McHenry Crutch is an amazing Pontius Pilate.
Oh, he would be.
Yeah, he's great. Lance Babbitt is doing King Herod. Ben Dick is Caiaphas. It's a lovely, lovely, lovely group of people.
So that also tells me that there's a real community coalescing around Lake City Playhouse.
Yeah.
Including you doing it, Jed. I mean, you're busy with Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater, but
he's busy, period.
You're sticking up for your hometown.
Well, yeah, it's. I mean, I my theater is in the summertime, and if that's it in Coeur d'Alene. It's like it's a. There needs to be theater, and there should be, and there can be. And, you know, for me, I feel a very personal call to it because I grew up seeing shows at Lake City Playhouse. And this is actually my Lake City Playhouse debut, oddly enough.
Perfect.
But it's awesome. It's so crucial to just the artistic soul of a community to have a community theater.
Absolutely. Jed Davis, who was just speaking. Thank you, Jed, for coming in. And Abby Crawford. Pleasure always.
Thank you.
And Troy Nickerson, thanks.
Thanks, man.
So it opens this Friday, Lake City Playhouse. It's pretty easy to just Google it and get all of the remaining information you need. And now we have another song. We're going to send Jed out to do Heaven on Their Minds in the studio with Henry McNulty, the pianist. And so let's go back to the studio.
My mind is clear now. At last, all too well, I can see where we are, soon we'll be. If you strip away the myth from the man, see where we are, soon we'll be. Jesus! You started to believe the things they say of you. You really do believe this talk of God is true. And all the good you've done will soon get swept away. You've begun to matter more than the things you say. Listen, Jesus, I don't like what I I see. All I ask is that you listen to me and remember I've been your right-hand man all along. You have set them all on fire. They think they've found the new Messiah, and they'll hurt you when they find they're wrong. I remember when this whole thing began. No talk of God that we called you a man. And believe me, my admiration for you hasn't died. But every word you say today gets twisted round some other way. And they'll hurt you if they think you've lied. Nazareth, your favorite son, should have stayed a great unknown. Like his father carving wood, he'd have made good. Nagel's chairs and oaken chests would have suited Jesus best. He'd have caused no body harm, no one alarm. Listen, Jesus, don't you care for your race? Don't you see we must keep in our place? We are occupied. Have you forgotten how put down we are? I am frightened by the crowd, for we are getting much too loud. Crush us if we go too far. If we go too far. Listen, Jesus, to the warning I give. Please remember that our chances weakening with every hour. All your followers are blind. Too much heaven on their minds. It was beautiful, but now it's sour. Yes, it's all gone sour. Listen, Jesus, to the warning I give. Please remember, I want us to live. Listen, Jesus, listen. It's all gone sour.
From Jesus Christ Superstar, that was Heaven on Their Minds, sung by Jed Davis with pianist Henry McNulty, who's the music director of this production. It opens this Friday, Saturday night, 7:30, Sunday at 2 o'clock, and then it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday sequence through the 23rd, including Easter Sunday for Jesus Christ Superstar at Lake City Playhouse, 14th and Garden, I believe, is the address in Coeur d'Alene, easily Googled to find out any details and tickets and all that.